This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، we begin with by praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His favors which He continuously bestows upon us. The greatest of all of them being the favor of Iman, the favor of being believers who have submitted unto His will and who follow the guidance of His messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala during this blessed day of Jumu'ah to send His choicest greetings, salutations and blessings upon His beloved and the one who was sent to guide humanity and as a leader to the final ummah to come to this particular earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those whom He is pleased with in the dunya and importantly within the everlasting abode of the akhirah. Allahumma ameen. My respected gathering, honorable elders, beloved brothers and sisters in al-Islam, we find ourselves living in times of turmoil and times wherein we face challenges throughout the ummah. And it is only but the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that from time to time He will place His creation during certain tests that they go through. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cause that the creation face good times within their lives and also difficult and trying times. And this is the way of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is how He has willed for His creation and the believers as well to go through different stages of their lives. And this is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says to us within the noble Quran, pertaining to His way and how He does things, and He says, وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. And you will never ever find an alternative to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with this in mind, it is important that we make mention of certain points today during our Jumu'ah lecture. And that is the fiqh of divine trial, known as al-ibtila. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will definitely put the creation to trial. And as we all know by now, the recent happenings and devastations which our Muslim brothers and sisters in the regions of Turkey and Syria have experienced, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them alleviation. May Allah ease their plight. May Allah have mercy upon their deceased. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant ease and comfort to those who are alive and who have been saved from this particular turmoil and this particular difficulty that they have been put through. My beloved brothers and sisters in al-Islam, at the onset of this discussion, it is important for us to note that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never intended this particular life of ours upon this dunya. The life of ours upon this earth, it has never been intended to be a home of enjoyment and a home of everlasting state of bliss. In fact, the dunya in and of itself is a home of bala, a home of ibtila, which is to go through testing, to go through difficulty. And yes, at times there are definitely times of joy and happiness, but the everlasting abode of joy and bliss is set aside and it is kept for the believers in the akhirah. For those who have done righteous deeds, For those who have worked very hard in this dunya, for them, they will be in an everlasting state of happiness in the bliss of paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count us among them. Allahumma ameen. And so we learn from this that instead Allah wanted this dunya, which is the abode before the everlasting abode of the akhirah, to be an abode of trials and testing, whereby His servants go through adversities, whereby they face calamities, in order, as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has told us and has mentioned to us within the Noble Quran, whereby He says, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has done so in order to make manifest and clear who of the creation are going to be the best in their deeds. And as we find, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also mentions to us, whereby He says in Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 35 thereof, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And most definitely, we will put you to trial with goodness and with difficulty, with evil and bad. وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And unto us, you will inevitably return. And on this note, I also wish to mention a well-known verse pertaining to the testing of this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us within Surah Al-Baqarah, whereby He mentions the testing that He will put people through on this particular earth and during our lifetimes. And Allah says that surely we will test you with certain things within this dunya. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ, says Allah. We are most surely going to test you with those matters which will bring about fear and anxiety within your lives. Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. There are going to be moments of fear and difficulty within your lives. And then He continues to say, وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. Allah also says that He will test us with a decrease in wealth from time to time. This is only but natural to occur upon this dunya. People have wealth now. In a few months' time or a few years' time, they may not be as prosperous as they were before. And Allah also says that He will put His servants through ju'a. Ju'a meaning hunger. They may go through starvation. They may not have sufficient resources to take care of themselves. And then He says fourthly, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will surely cause that there are going to be souls among your loved ones, among your family, your friends, your colleagues, among the members of this ummah. They are going to depart from this dunya, because the dunya is temporary and it is not eternal. The dunya is not permanent. And then Allah continues to say, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. So give glad tidings and give good news to those who are patient, to those who persevere, to those who understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely going to test all of us. And Allah will put us through trial and error to see who are going to be the best within our deeds. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً. Give good news and glad tidings to the patient ones, to those who are committed and persevere. Who are they? What is their disposition? What is their character like? Allah says, those who utter words, those who utter the statement, الَّذِينَ قَالُوا, those who say, إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً, when a calamity befalls them, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Verily, without a doubt, from Allah do we come, and unto Him is going to be our most definite return. And then we learn from this that the believer is the one who takes heed from the admonishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who prepares accordingly for that particular meeting. Yes, Allah may cause that certain people upon this dunya live longer than others. Certain people reach old age. Certain people develop sicknesses and diseases, and that becomes the result of their ending from this dunya. In today's day and age, how many a young people do we not hear of suddenly passing away within our very own community? People having heart attacks, people becoming ill, people losing their lives. This is the journey that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed all of us through. And so He says to us within the noble Quran, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Does mankind at large, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, but let the believers take special heed of this particular message from Allah. Do the people think, says our Lord, that they will be left only but to say, Amanna, we have belief, we have iman, we have submitted unto Allah, wahum la yuftanun, but they are not going to be tested, they are not going to be put to difficulty and through trial. Allah then tells us, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And most surely Allah has tested divinely those who came before us, the nations before us who were on this dunya prior to our existence. So too they were also put through difficulty and through testing and through calamity of various degrees. And Allah then says, فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ. So that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is aware, and most certainly Allah knows that which was, which is, and which will be, so that Allah may make manifest, فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes manifest those who are truthful unto His covenant and those who are only but bearing false testimony to their conviction in Allah upon this dunya. Or those who have in totality turned away from their Lord. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from that. And so the lesson, my respected gathering in Al-Islam, is that testing will most surely take place. How we handle ourselves during tests and during calamities, this is also key. It is not only but a matter of experiencing a calamity or a test, and that you do not better yourself after the test and after the calamities that Allah has placed you through. So our next question would be, why do these disasters, why do earthquakes and these natural calamities take place? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place His creation through these particular difficulties, as He mentions to us within the Quran as well? وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. Allah says, and we have not sent these signs, we have not sent these earthquakes and these calamities and disasters to take place, إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا, except as a warning, except so that we may instill fear within the hearts of the believers. And so intelligent is the Muslim, intelligent is the Muslimah, those who have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who when these calamities take place, even though it may be very far from our shores, thousands of kilometers from where we are, it does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not sending us a message as well. It does not mean that we do not do retrospection. It does not mean that we take heed and stock of ourselves appropriately. Instead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these messages. He sends these signs as wake-up calls to the creation so that we reform ourselves and that we better ourselves. These are times as well that when the creation become heedless, they are reminded once more of the absolute power and control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore He says to us within Surah Al-An'am, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّن فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِّن تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ أَوْ يَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيَعًا وَيُذِيقَكُمْ وَيُذِيقَ بَعْضَكُمْ بَأْسَ بَعْضٍ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says to us, say that it is He alone. Inform them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah alone is the one who is Al-Qadir. He is in absolute control. He is in absolute power. Allah is the one who may cause an adab, an affliction, a trial to descend and to come on top of you, to come from above you or from above your feet. Or Allah says to confuse you so that you may disperse upon this land and become and find yourselves in various groupings and sects, and that you taste the violence and that you taste the punishment of this world and the difficulty that human beings put one another through. And then Allah says, "Unzur kayfa nusarrifu al-ayati la'allahum yafqahoon." Let this be a message, says Allah. "Unzur," look carefully, take the appropriate heed, take the appropriate measures to understand and to correctly implement and apply yourselves. Allah says, look how we diversify the signs, the ayat, the signs of nature, the signs of calamity and disaster, so that the creation, that the people, that the believers especially, so that they may understand, so that they may comprehend. So the believer, the true mu'min and mu'mina, is not the one who hears and who sees what happens around them, but then they do not take the necessary message that Allah wants from them to develop and to nurture their character, their ibadah, and their belief in accordance. The great scholar of Islam, Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, rahimahullah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says in reference to this, and Ibn Al-Qayyim lived centuries ago, but look at the wisdom of the ulama and that which they have left for this ummah behind of knowledge and insight. He says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may allow the earth from time to time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause that upon this earth, great earthquakes will appear. Great earthquakes will occur upon this dunya. And from that, as a result of these natural disasters, fear may be instilled in the hearts of the believers. Apprehension from evil and bad will settle within our hearts. As believers, we will engage in and we will be reminded of repentance and turning back to Allah, giving up sins and pleading to the Almighty Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to guide us and to protect us. And Ibn al-Qayyim also says, and so that the believers may regret evil, and so that they may turn away from the harm that Allah does not want them to engage in during this particular lifetime on this earth. And so our call and our message to us all is the fact, do retrospection of ourselves. Take stock of your life as a believer, regardless of your age, regardless of your accomplishments, regardless how close you may deem yourself to Allah or how far you may deem yourself away from your Lord Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and strive towards spiritually cleansing and rejuvenating your souls. Allah says to us as a reminder in the Quran, in Surah 42, Ayah 30 thereof, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Allah says, and absolutely every calamity and misfortune that occurs to you, this is as a result of that which your own hands have occurred, says Allah. What have you done with your life? What have you done during the activities that Allah affords you to engage in within this dunya? Is it upon His pleasure or is it upon His mispleasure? And Allah reminds us that despite these tests come, as a warning to you and as a result of what your own hands have occurred, Allah also says to us, وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. He is the same Lord who is extremely forgiving, and Allah forgives and overlooks a lot of the sins of mankind. May we return to Him in tawbah and in obedience. Ameen. And so too we remind ourselves to ponder over the miraculous guidance of the Quran. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed 1400 years ago, and He says, أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Take stock of these particular reminders, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Allah says, do the people of the towns, do the people of the cities, do they think for one moment that they may feel secure against the coming man, against the coming of the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ba'suna, our punishment, wahum na'imun, whilst they are asleep at night? Awa amina ahlul qura, and then Allah continues to say, or do the people of the towns and the cities and the villages, do they think for one moment that they are safe and secure? أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا ضُحًا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. That our punishment may not come to them during the daytime, whilst they are playing about, whilst they are engaging in their day-to-day activities and affairs. This is a question Allah poses to us. It means never ever think that you and I are secure from the wrath and the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Instead, always be prepared. Those who were afflicted the night before the earthquake had occurred and taken place, did they ever think to themselves that they are going to bed comfortable in their own homes, that the next morning they may find themselves beneath the rubble? Subhanallah. This is the power of Allah. When Allah wills something to occur, all He has to do is to say, kun fayakun, be and it is. And so the ulama mention, amruhu bayn al-kafi wa noon. The commandment of Allah lies between the two letters of kaf and noon. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even utters kun, then it already occurs. And this is an important lesson to us, that your life can change at any moment in time. Don't think that you are healthy, that sickness may not overtake you. Don't think that you are young, that you have many years ahead of you. And don't think as well that you have reached old age, that you are safe and secure, and now you may lag behind in your ibadah or worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nay, the believer is he or she, as Allah instructs Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the most pious and who worshipped Allah the best, and who knew and understood this deen, and who was the one who feared Allah the most. Even yet Allah informed and instructed His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, and worship your Lord until yaqeen, until the certainty of death comes to you. And so, respected brothers and sisters, Allah continues to say within these verses of Surah Al-A'raf, أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ, reminding us and warning us, can they surely feel secure against the plan, against the punishment of Allah? فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Nay, no one, absolutely no one is secure from the plan of Allah. Absolutely no one thinks that they are saved from the anger of Allah and from the planning of Allah, except the khasirun, except those, says Allah, who are doomed, those who are misguided, and those who are losers. We also make mention today of the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam forewarned us that the hour of the day of Qiyamah will not be established until certain signs come to us and occur. Among these signs are, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, religious knowledge, knowledge of the sharia of Allah, will be taken away. How will it be taken away? By the ulama, the righteous scholars of this ummah will pass away, and the people will find themselves in states of ignorance. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued to say, earthquakes will become very frequent and time will pass quickly. Do we not see today that ulama have passed away? Do we not see today that earthquakes are taking place across the globe? Do we not see today that time passes by quicker than perhaps it used to 20, 30 or 50 years ago? that time happens and goes by very, very quickly. This is indeed a sign of the hour, and afflictions will appear. Evil and bad will appear upon this dunya, and murders will increase, and also at the same time money will overflow among the society, so much so that either you find people are in very, very poor states, or they are those who have a lot of wealth, but they do not depart from that wealth upon the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we end off by making mention, my dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, many may ask the question, is this a punishment from Allah, or is it a merciful reminder for us to turn back towards Him? Let us look at what Allah says to us in the Quran. He makes mention and He says, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر. Indeed, mischief, fasad, corruption, it has become rampant and it has become very much out in the open. Allah says, upon the land and on the sea. Why? بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Because of what the people have engaged in, because of their sins and their transgressions. And Allah says to us, why do these calamities occur? لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah says, so that He may cause them to taste a slight bit of the bad and evil deeds that they have performed, and in order that they may return back to Allah from the evil and the sin that they have engaged in. And then we also find, on the other hand, this that had occurred in Turkey and in Syria does not necessarily mean it is a punishment for the people and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with them. But so too we find that trials are presented. Trials are given to the believers based upon the level of their iman, their faith and their religious commitment. So it doesn't always mean that when you are afflicted that Allah is dissatisfied with you or that Allah is punishing you. Instead, Allah elevates you. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that the people closer, as we know within this ummah, and especially closer to the end of times, there will be certain signs of the hour which we have mentioned. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to us that in the hadith that Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas narrates, people will be put through trial and error. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, who will be placed through the most difficulty and through the most error? And he said, those who follow my way. But before following my way, he said, the Anbiya. The Anbiya will go through the most difficult. Then ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ فَالْأَمْثَلُ. Then those who follow, and then those who follow. In other words, this hadith means and refers to the stronger your iman, the stronger your religious commitment, the greater Allah will test you. Allah may not test the one who is already far off the path and the one who is disobedient to Allah. Instead, He will put to test and trial the one who is strong in faith. Why? So that he may raise their degree in the akhirah, in the year after, through that bala, through that calamity that he has placed them within. What are our action points, my dear brothers and sisters? We engage in abundant istighfar when matters like these take place. We seek towards reforming ourselves, towards bettering our conditions, because Allah warns us, did the people not return to me in obedience when my signs had come to them? So we strive towards purifying our souls and worshipping Allah better and coming close to Him in accordance. And then we also show humility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask of His protection from evil and bad. And at the same time, we are merciful towards those who are experiencing difficulty. We help them where we can, and we engage in giving as much charity as possible. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that sadaqah, charity, tutfi'u ghadab al-Rabb, it distinguishes or it extinguishes the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, a point of action that we take home with us today is that we make abundant dua for our believing brothers and sisters of faith who have been afflicted. Because if you cannot physically help with your hands, with your body, nor can you send them of your wealth and of your aid that you may provide them through the money that Allah has given you, then the best that you and I could do is to make sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask that He alleviates their struggles and that He grants them ease and difficulty and that He assists them, that He has mercy upon their dead, that He cures their ill, that He assists their women, their elderly and their young children who have gone through this particular trial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also cause that it is a reminder and a wake-up call for all of us and that we return to Him in tawbah, in sincere repentance, that He, through that, makes us among the successful and those who He is pleased with in this dunya and importantly in the akhirah. Allahumma ameen. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.